Listener Production.
Hey, it's Courtney Thomas with the latest. Employment Minister Tony Burke has welcomed today's pay rise decision. Fair Work's announced an 8.6% boost and award workers will receive a 5.75% rise from July. He says this will make a huge difference.
The people who rely on today's decision are disproportionately young, are disproportionately women, and are disproportionately in insecure employment.
To other news now, and Ben Roberts-Smith has now resigned from Channel 7 after yesterday's defamation loss. The Victoria Cross recipient had been the general manager of 7 Queensland. The man charged for an alleged fatal coward punch on the Gold Coast has been remanded in custody for his next court appearance. Alexander Rasic had his first court hearing this morning in Maroochydore, where the matter was transferred to Southport for June 7. A 30-year-old man has been charged with 26 drug and weapon offences. It follows a dramatic arrest at a Deception Bay Macca's drive-thru on Wednesday. The boss of Queensland's Department of Transport and Main Roads has announced he is stepping down. Neil Scales posted on his LinkedIn to confirm he was retiring. And finally, a major international airline has inked a 3-year sponsorship with one of Australia's premier running events. AirAsia X has signed on to become the official airline of this year's Gold Coast Marathon. Updating sport, Reece Walsh is in doubt to back up for the Broncos against the Sharks this other night. The fullback starred on debut for the Maroons in their Origin win over New South Wales on Wednesday night, and coach Kevy Walters says Walsh is a little bit sore.
They're a bit rough with him, the New South Wales players, so yeah, he's just recovering, being his first Origin as well, so we just make sure that he's right to go for us.
Winger Selwyn Cobbo's been ruled out with a hip issue. Meanwhile, Queensland star Tom Gilbert is set for scans on a shoulder injury after he was an early casualty from Origin.